Hey, this is Ola. Thank you so much for stopping by at the Men of Prestige podcast. If you want the full show experience, which you don't want to miss, please stop by. Come over to Facebook and YouTube. You will see the links in the show notes. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next episode. The number one secret to a successful marriage at any age is what I want to share with you at this point in time. All right, let me share that with you so you can have something to work with. I want to know your thoughts around this. Number one secret. Let me count it down. Let's make it number five. Number five secrets. Okay. Honest communication with open-minded exploration. What do I mean by that? Honest communication with open-minded exploration. Honest communication is not the same thing as being honest. Those are two different topics. Okay? Think about it wild. Think about it deep enough. Honest conversation is not the same thing as being honest. Being honest is bare minimum. You're supposed to be honest. However, you better come to the table with some social intelligence. There's timing, there's certain information that should not be landed anyhow, anywho, right? You should pay attention to your surrounding. You can't, in the name of, I'm just being blunt, and then expect good results when you don't know how to talk. You just collect. Okay? So strive for honest and open communication. The honest part is that you're honestly looking to understand the other person. Okay, not I am more honest than you. That is basketballs. That's competition. You will collect. Okay, if you've seen anybody say it that way before, let me know. I'm not being proud. I'm just telling you, I want you to pay attention to that. I want you to honestly engage the conversation in efforts to understand where the other person is coming from. You want to strive for honest and open communication in your relationship. You, not both of you. We're not talking about both of you. We're talking about your own power. What you're capable of doing all by yourself. And also, potentially, most likely, driving the direction of your marriage or your relationship. Just by knowing how to do this. Okay, this doesn't mean forcing your views on your partner, because that's what a lot of people call communication. Okay, instead, approach discussions with the willingness to understand their perspective and explore shared values. Not your values, shared values. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Actively listen and seek common ground. You know, the one that some people, the weirdos, will call your pandering. No. That's not the same thing. You're literally making sure you understand where they're coming from before you move forward. Even if you don't always agree on everything, the goal is not to agree on everything. The goal is to make sure that you're actively seducing that person back into your bosoms. If you do this, nobody's going to be able to match you out there. They can't find it. It doesn't exist. Because number one, you already have leg ways ahead of most people out there. Shout out to Marriott. Marriott, how are you? Okay. All right, let's go on to number four. Drum roll. I need a good drum roll for this kind of masterclass. All right. So like I was just saying just now, you want to discover shared values. This at any age. Now, this is the part I will give to them a little bit. Okay, the older you get, if you've collected small shiggy, your ears are a little bit more open. If you haven't collected, you have coconut head, so you might not want to listen to what I am saying. Okay, but number four, discover shared values and goals. Focus on shared values and goals. There's going to be some goals that are not shared. You want to give them that. That's why they're able to come back to you. Okay? Because you give them that kind of freedom to explore themselves in that manner. Okay, you having a sense of shared direction is important. You already do. That's why you fell in love romantically in the first place. It's just that you cannot lose sense of that over time. See finish enter, and then you start to try to force your own way of things down the other person's throat. Okay. Yes, the other person is guilty of what that too, right? But just because they are guilty of it doesn't mean you engage it. It means, hey, now that I'm sharing it with you, you have a way to actually, you can actually literally drag them, indirectly of course, right? Influence them back to where you need them to be, right? That's going to require lots of patience, because all you can see is like how I see it. You are like the rest of us, okay? We are all like that. But when you know better, you do better, right? Discover shared values and goals, okay? It shouldn't come to at the expense of individuality. Like, that's the whole point of focusing on shared values. Don't worry about the stuff that they don't share, some kind of value they don't share with you. Don't worry about that, okay? You're not going to heaven together. Let them have that. But there's something that brought you guys together, is shared values. It's easy to see and fall in love in the beginning. You cannot lose sight of it over time. Right, and then if you are still lucky to be with the same person, you have history together. Let's focus on those shared values and extract them out, and then see how we can nurture things from that standpoint. They also tend to expand, you know. So focus on discovering those values and goals that complement each other. This allows you to support each other's growth while maintaining your own sense of purpose. You should have your own sense of purpose at all times. Don't lose sight of that. You probably did already, but let's go back and get it back. Nat is giving me some drum roll. I love it. All right. Number three. This part, you never hear it in any type. Most of them, you don't hear it in any kind of social media people advice. Embrace personal growth and change. It's boring. I know it's boring. Personal growth, Piti Bawo. It's boring. Who is going to be told? So I should go and be now looking for Maxwell. What's his name? Maxwell. What's the name of the leadership guru? Maxwell. You know, Pasama Adeyemi put me to sleep. You know, I don't like Joel Osteen because they are motivational, mentioner, preachers. They only, you know. You need personal development, okay? You need to engage personal development more. In fact, if you've entered marriage at any point in time, you need to keep yourself equipped. You should be listening to at least one book on self-development per month, okay? Eventually, it will get boring, okay? But then you know how to find your way back to it, right? It becomes a second nature. Embrace personal growth and change. This part about embracing personal growth and change, the change part, evolution, is key here, right? A lot of people have unrealistic expectations around their partner. It's subconscious. They want their partner to remain the same person that they fell in love with. Well, think about it. If you comprehended that your partner is somebody that will stay stagnant for life, would you fall in love with them? Isn't it because they were in some kind of, they had some sense of direction, especially you ladies? He had some sense of direction that made you fall in love with him, right? He's a driven person, right? Right? Why would you want to, like, why would you think that that's always going to come off as pleasurable? Sometimes that will rub you off. That will create friction, which will lead us to the next point here. But let's stay stuck on this for a second. Change and evolution are inevitable in life. People's values, goals, priorities can shift over time. Be open to this natural process in yourself and your partner. Not just them. They're not the only one that are changing just because they just wanted to get you. They were wicked to you. They just wanted to punish you. So they changed. They made sure they married you first and then they changed. See? That makes you feel good. Short term, you notice that when you wake up 2 weeks later, you still feel terrible because you didn't get to the issue. Support each other's individual journeys and communicate openly about changing needs and desires. Communicating honestly does not mean you're telling the truth. We don't know if you're telling the truth. Oftentimes you're lying from your own spirit anyway, from your own views, okay? We're talking about just sharing honestly, like you're willing to understand them, but you're also open to sharing. Sharing is different from talking. Okay? Support each other's journey. Let's go to number two. Drum roll. Give me drum roll again. Not to. I'm waiting for it. Drum roll. Number two. Esam Or, what's up? It says, hello, man. Percy, these points are very key. You should cut them out and post it on as a short. I know, right? I know. It's a struggle. We'll continue to have the conversation. Number two, secret to a successful marriage at any age. Develop healthy conflict resolution skills. See, I didn't say tips. I didn't say advice. Skills, meaning it wasn't part of you. Your parents didn't share this with you. It's highly unlikely. It's almost impossible that your parents shared this with you. It's almost impossible that your pastor shared this with you. I said almost. Develop healthy conflict resolution skills. Let me read the point here. Conflict is an inevitable part of any close relationship. It's only coconut head people that think because they turn 30, suddenly there will not be conflict. Or it's because they've collected from one marriage before, suddenly the conflict reduced. Conflict still day. Or just because they don't collect before, they assume that if they were 20, they couldn't have learned it. No, you could have learned it at 20. You just weren't lucky enough to learn it, and that's okay. And that's not a reason to go back and be telling 20-something-year-old people to just collect kwekus for the next 10 years, thinking they are going scot-free. It will get worse for them. Conflict is an inevitable part of any close relationship. When you are in any kind of collaborative activity with another human being, two or more human beings, there will be friction. No. Prayer is not going to take it away. It's just going to happen. It's just what it is. Okay? The key is to develop healthy ways to address disagreement. Disagreements are inevitable. Arguments are avoidable. When you engage a communication activity honestly, that doesn't mean you're telling truth, because we don't know if you're telling the truth. You don't even know that, right? But honestly, like with an open heart, you're looking to understand the other person, right? When you engage it in that way, it's arguments becomes impossible. Because when they even try to bring some basketballs, you're like, I wonder where this worry is coming from. right? You're wondering. You're quiet, trying to actively listen to where they're coming from with the worry. Yeah, sometimes your spouse will bring you some worry. And you know what most people do? They engage you to worry. And then they wonder, like, why can't we can't figure out? Because you engage worry with worry. It just blows up. right? You got to be careful. Disagreements are okay. Arguments are not okay. I'm saying that because I know you will still argue. Okay, you're a normal human being like us. But you're not aware that it creates resentment. It gets worse and worse. It goes blows and blows. The only way you get out of argument for the most part is resentment. You just store a little resentment. Everybody quiet, and then they come back, they quickus, but it's there. It will come back and bite you in the butt later on. Yeah, depending on which side of the equation you are, there's always that one couple, that one partner that stores all that information in a very toxic place. And they bring it up every now and then. And when they bring it up, it's basketballs everywhere. Why? Because it was an argument. It was never resolved. Sometimes the way you call it resolved is you made them agree with you. You made them agree with you, which means you made them wrong. And then you wonder where resentments come from. When you win an argument, guess what? You lost. You lost because you just made the other person wrong. Because you're not okay with disagreements, you must make them agree to see your own point of view by force. We're all like that. I'm just making you aware that, hey, push against that. Okay? Push against that. Because if you understand this, yeah, you're not going to have to run around the internet street advising people to wait until 30, 35 before they can get married. Learn to express your frustrations constructively. Right, we're not saying frustrations will not happen, right? But learn how to express them constructively. Listen to your partner without judgment. What, how most people listen because they already know what they're about to say. They already know what you're going to say. Well, they've been hearing it for a while, and they're just going to tackle you heads on because they were ready anyway. Work together towards solution. I don't like the work together. You work on yourself. Solutions are inevitable. Work on yourself. Even if you're going to bring them to collaborate with you, you need collaboration skills. You need negotiation skills. Because if you come off any condescending in that process, you go collect. They can smell it. They know where you're coming from. Remember, they know you. Remember, they are predicting you too. Terrible skill set, of course. But hey, you guys got with each other, right? They're normal people just like us, the rest of us, you know? Isamor says, everything I'm dealing with. You're not alone, brother. You're not alone. That's why you see all this weird ass advices coming up everywhere. They're all collecting woto. They don't know what to do and they think common sense is going to fix it. It's not. You know? They're here to fight. They don't listen. No, we don't, you know, we don't listen. Okay? There's a saying that women don't lie, men don't listen. It's just a saying. It's not literally. What it means ultimately is that the person is telling you what is going on, but if you're not listening, you can't hear it. Listening does not mean you hear it. Right? Just because you're hearing them audibly does not mean you're listening. What people call listening is because they can hear the other person audibly, right? I hear you. I've heard what you said. But somehow you have instant response. You're right. Yes, sister. Thank you, Jerry. Sorry. I don't know. The sound is throwing me off. It's making me think you're a woman. A man, Jerry. But drum roll, Natu. Give me some drum roll. Let's head on to number one. Let's end this with a bang. Drum roll. Be open to compromise is still part of number four, right? Develop healthy conflict resolution. Be open to compromise on finding win-win situation. Compromise is now a curse word to a lot of people. Compromise simply means you understand life, that, you know, everything worthwhile comes at a price. Everything worthwhile, comes at a price. There's a price you're willing to pay for anything you consider to be worthwhile. Right? That's common sense in the corporate world. When it comes to relationship, like, no, I will never settle. You know, I slap a man. You never settle. You already settled. Because you end up in basketballs, that's settling. That is settling now. Even worse. But anyway, let me go to number one. Did I get my drum roll yet? I got my drum roll. Thank you, Natu. Navigate crisis as a team. Okay, now everything before this point, okay, it's necessary to make this. Remember what I say, as a team means you've also done the collaborative work. That means you're really good at collaboration. That means you're good at learning how to talk. That means you're good at managing your own emotions, because that's what we call emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence doesn't mean you're managing other people's emotions. That's the second step. It means you're managing your own emotions. The second step is learning how to manage other people's emotions. You have to be able to relate that they are coming from an emotional place, not necessarily logical, right? And then you also understand societal construct. You understand social intelligence. You don't go around talking about, well, that's what society has done to us. What society is doing, it is what it is. The only way to change that is to change you. Listen to what I just said. What society is doing to you that's making you depressed because somebody got married next to you. All of us did it. You cannot blame that on just the auntie. We all did that. The only way to change that is to change you. How do you change you? How you see that? Your perspective about that is everything. You seeing life as half glass empty or half glass full. That's completely up to you, bruh. That's up to you. Is it easy? No. Everything I said in the last 1 hour and 15 minutes is easier said than done. Welcome to the real world. When you figure this out, in just a matter of time, now you're no longer putting time on hold, expecting fate to come and fix it for you, right? Now you've gained some skill set, right? Just in a matter of time, right? Now in actual waiting, not waiting, but waiting, right? There's a difference between waiting and waiting, right? There's a difference, I don't want to go into Bible, but there's a difference between waiting. When you are waiting, when you know you've done the work and you're waiting, it's different from when you are waiting just to put time on hold, just because you think time will do the magic. Time is not going to do any magic if you don't do the work. If you don't have any intrinsic value inside, you will just go bankrupt. Okay? You will collect. But when you've done the work, time will do magic for you. Okay? Because, you know, patience is a function of time too. Many good things is a function of time, but not just time by itself. Not just expecting miracle. No, you have to do work. Work must go into that equation with time. Right? Collaborative skills will have to be a prerequisite to this. I don't like any advice that comes with both of you should, because most people take that back to their partner to manipulate their partner. That's why I don't like it. I want you to focus on you. You have more power than you realize. Focus on your ability to seduce that person. You did it before. You can do it again. Right? But if you are playing victim, doesn't mean you have been a victim, but if you perpetuate it, if you focus on the fact that you've been a victim, you cannot engage your power in the same breath. It's not going to work. Life throws curveballs, and even the strongest relationship will face challenges. Inevitable. You're not alone. You're not special because you are collecting inside of your marriage. No, there's nothing special about you. Okay? The best marriages that you know today, that you look at them, they've gone through that. They've been through that. They just happen to be on the other side now. Right? Remember that crisis management is a team effort. That does not mean you go and try to manipulate them. That means you need to have collaborative skills. How do you bring them to the table? How do you get them to the table so you can be a team? Not engaging them basketballs, and they're not going to be a team. They're going to feel less than if you win an argument to get them to the table. That's going to become another resentment. You need support for that, because at the end of the day, you went through what you went through and you feel cheated. You feel like this person has been taking advantage of you, rightfully so. So natural part of you want to say, why am I giving this person a leeway? Why am I they're an adult. This person's an adult. They should also rise to the occasion. Like, let me tell you something. All of you are children inside of that situation. When you're caught up in your emotions, you become children. You're not thinking logically. You can't think logically because you're caught up in your emotions. You're painting it as a picture and it's becoming larger and larger than life. And sometimes you catch yourself, you want to stop it, but you can't. That's the power of emotions. Remember that crisis management is a team effort. Communicate openly and honestly. Support each other emotionally. Work together to find solutions. Leaning on each other during difficult times can strengthen your bond and deepen your understanding. Let's change that number one. Okay? Let's change it together while we're here. I'm not happy. I'm rethinking it. I'm not happy about it. Okay? I'm going to put a star next to it. Then we'll round up. If you learn this at any age, you will have a good marriage. Okay? And you will appreciate it even better because you know that it's actual work that went into it. Let's change it. I want you to focus on your own part in this. Crisis navigation skills. Let's call it that. Okay? Life throws curveballs, and even the strongest relationships who face challenges, that stays the same. Remember that crisis management is a skill. You don't fall out of the skies with crisis management skills. No, you don't. Because you've never experienced crisis. So when you experience crisis, the first thing you do is you run for help. Sometimes you run for help away from your partner because your partner looks like the enemy. Why? Because the enemy does his magic very well. He uses a part and parcel of you, and that becomes the enemy. And what does the Bible say about, you know, if a part of you make you sin, as they say, you should cut it off, right? Well, slow down, okay? What if it's your head that you're cutting off? Is it that simple, right? Can you survive without your head? Okay, I'm just giving you, like, it might be a part of your body that you don't want to cut off. Or it might just be a simple wound that you just need to learn how to dress it, treat it, give it some medicine, and then learn from it. Heal, there's a little scar, and then you become better, right? All of that is a process. Focus on your part in it, right? Communicate openly and honestly, okay? Communicate is 80% of what? Active listening. It's not you talking, especially if you're already in crisis. You don't want to be doing talking. You feel hurt. If you're talking, you are going to say the wrong things. You're caught up in your emotions, you're hurt. We can't invalidate the fact that you're hurt. It is what it is. So if you are doing a lot of talking, you will say the wrong things. It's time to listen. Sometimes you're not listening to the other person, you're listening to yourself. How did I end up here? Right? How did I end up here? This is funky, it's messy, it's smelly. How did I end up here? You're listening to yourself. Because if you don't know how to listen to yourself, actually you will struggle listening to another person that's looking like they're your enemy right now. Mm-hmm. You need support systems. Okay? You need support systems. You're like the rest of us. Like me, okay? One thing that I gathered immediately, almost like 1 month into my wife and I going to a crisis some years back, is like, okay, I gotta let this go. Let it go. You need help. There's something you don't know. Like, you know a lot, because you can see that this is kind of natural for me, but even because I was inside of it, bruh, it was a different animal. It's actually worse. It's actually worse, you know? But yes. Your crisis navigation skills together with conflict handling when there's little basketballs, you understand that, hey, this is a disagreement, it's okay. It doesn't have to become a full-blown out toxic argument. If it's already become that, it's okay. You're just a normal human being like the rest of it. You need to back off of that situation and go and learn the skills, okay? It's not the first time you're hearing some of these things. It's not. It's not. It's not the first time you're hearing some of those things. It's just a reminder, okay? Maybe you're hearing it the first time like this. Maybe you're hearing it the first time like this. Maybe, right? But those are the 5 secrets to a successful marriage. There's more, but I wanted to limit it tonight because, again, I want you to go to bed, have something to process. Number 5, honest communication with open-minded exploration. Honest does not mean you're telling the truth. You might be lying because you're good at painting a good picture of blowing things out of proportion. So it doesn't mean you are just the truth teller. Stop it. But have a honest conversation. Be open. Be actually honestly interested in the other person's side of the story. Discover shared values is number 4. Number 3, embrace personal growth and change. Number 2, develop healthy conflict resolution skills. And number 1, no, not at the team. Don't focus on the team. There's some things that have to happen before the team stuff. I want you to focus on yourself, your own personal crisis navigation skills. That's all I have. Do me a favor. If you like this content, you can also bless the channel. You can donate as low as $99 with a square, with the dollar sign in it. You can also like, you can share, you can subscribe, you can share this with your friends, okay? And then the timing, I want to make sure that we're obeying the timing of the audience. So I'm going to look at the data all day tomorrow. I'll be looking at that to see what we can do to adjust to make sure we're still delivering value, okay? Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.
It's your love that I've been missing. I miss all your hugs, your touching and kissing. Me love on the floor, the couch in the kitchen. One love enough, we're done enough.
Hey, this is Ola. Thank you so much for stopping by at the Man of Prestige podcast. If you want the full show experience, which you don't want to miss, please stop by, come over to Facebook and YouTube. You will see the links in the show notes. Thank you so much. I'll see you on the next episode.